Good evening, everyone. Look, nice crowd. I never saw everybody from up here. I'm always sitting down here. So I'm making the introductions and the announcements.
Okay. Here.
And I've memorized these because I've been here every night.
Okay.
Free water somewhere. Baked goods out here in the tent. Bathrooms directly behind me. I mean, on the other side of the wall. Let's see. I think that's about it. So, I'm going to make an introduction. And I've learned a lot from Buck Hepburn over the years. And this, if he was doing this, this is what he would say. Hi, I'm Buck Hepburn. I reckon you know your name. Well, I just want to straighten a couple things out here before we get started, because we've been talking about the world's in turmoil. I've heard that man say that more than once in the last couple days. And it's not just America. He said that too. And he's been to a lot of places that aren't America. But I was worried and I was thinking that I don't need to be worried because God's come.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just the right time. But then I got to thinking about that and I thought, he's not come. He's here.
Amen.
He's already here. I don't talk about he's here, but if you've been here, he's here. He's been here this week, right here. And he's not giving up on us, and we're not giving up on him. And so we're going to go on ready for the battle. But who's the battle belong to?
The Lord.
The Lord. Hallelujah. So, I was worried about that. Then I've been hearing that miracles are going to be plentiful. You're going to... But see, he works miracles every day. Hallelujah. And but you're going to see it. You're going to see more. Maybe it's just that I'm going to have my eyes open so I can see what's going on the way it is. Not just because there's going to be more miracles and there's going to be wrongs righted. Wrongs are going to be righted. And what's our part in this? Pray. Pray believing that God has us. And he does. Hallelujah. So, if you've been here all week, you already seen God work. And don't worry. God is the God of the universes. Not just America. Do we walk around like we owed some big prize because we're Americans? Baloney. We're the ones messing it up. But he can fix it. And he's fixing it. You don't have to wait. Don't have to wonder when's that going to happen. It's already happening, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So, hang on to it. Now, somebody said the other night, I think you've been doing most of the talking. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, let me tell you something about this singing group. They've been making a joyful noise.
Amen.
I've heard you for several years, but I've never heard you better.
That's right.
That's right.
There's anointing on this group. God's anointing on this group, and it floods this place. I'm telling you. it's easy for you to preach when you get up there after they set it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we're going to sing. And I taught how to sing by a couple people in my life. And they say, when I was my mom, who just happens to be here, and Shelly Lane, if you're going to sing, open your mouth, okay? Now, if you know, when he sits down on that chair and sings, you can see way back down. The Lester's are here, you're here, the man with the words here, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're here. We thank you that you're not surprised, you're in charge. We thank you that we can lean on you and trust in you and walk with you. And I pray you'd have your way here tonight, because miracles are about to happen. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's all stand together if you would. That's something I think we'll do this
time. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down away from friends and from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the Lord of God. Glory to His name.
Turn around and shake hands with someone. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me. Glory to His name. Sing it out.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Bent my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name.
Take it, Jonathan.
So rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into every name. Glory to His name.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood of Christ. Glory to His name.
One more time.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood of Christ. Glory to
We've been hearing about joy throughout this week, and that's why we love this song.
There is joy in the journey, for the Lord is on my side. There is joy in the journey, I've got heaven on my mind. Now this road I travel will lead me safely on. Joy in the journey to my heavenly home.
So many highways and byways that lead me astray, but my mind's made up. I'll not give up. I'm gonna keep on the narrow way. I'll serve my Savior forever, and I'll make His praises known. Oh, there's joy in the journey to my heavenly home.
On my side, there is joy in the journey. I've got heaven on. storms over on the other side.
You're looking behind you, but I see what is waiting down that road. For there's joy in the journey, and I'll soon be going home. There is
joy in the journey, but the Lord is on my side. There is joy in the journey, I've got heaven on my mind. Now this road I travel will lead me safely on. For there is joy in the journey to my heavenly home.
Now this
road I travel will lead me safely on.
Here tonight, such as this, folks, and we can't take things for granted. We got to stand our ground in the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that if Jonathan has mentioned it, and Brother Larry's, I'm sure, has mentioned it also, that we've stepped outside the box and here. And I pray that somehow that you can open all those other flaps off if you want to. Maybe that sound would just kind of filter out there. We want all the Fairmount in there, and we want the cornfield to hear about it, you know, because Jesus is Lord. I love that song. His name is wonderful. As far as, I've thought about this so often with praise and worship music. As far as I'm concerned, that's the original praise and worship song right there. I can tell you that. All right. It is such a delight to be back this evening. God has blessed beyond measure these past two evenings. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that He is here. Brethren, you're right. He is already here in this place. He came right along with me, or He led me here, one or the other, whichever it is. I'm glad we could get together. So just make yourself at home. And if you want to say amen, it's not going to scare us one little bit. If you want to sing with us, make yourself at home. Chew your gum, keep it in time to the music. That's all we're going to find. Oh, and I love to see your smiles, folks. All right. My name is Brian. To my left is my daughter-in-law. Her name is Bailey. That is my son. His name is Jonathan. My wife, Sandra, is back in the back, and she has the real job back there, as I tell people every night, because she's got to take care of that little Lester quartet back there in the back, and I think they're all there. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do this evening. Are they all coming?
They're all coming.
Are they all? Come on. Come on down. Come on up here. This is the fifth generation that's coming up here right now. And, well, normally they come on with I'll Fly Away. We'll probably bring that one back tomorrow night. We sang it last night. And so we're going to bring them up here this evening. This is Judah. And this is Little John. And then next in line is Jada. And then Miss Josie. And Josie is 4 years old. And I think she's going to lead us in a song tonight that I know is just going to bless your socks off here this evening. JoJo, are you ready? Okay. Take it away, girl.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a mystery riding on us up and say. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, look, fun it is to ride in one that's open sleigh.
Folks, you had a choice. You didn't know it, but you had a choice. It was either going to be Jingle Bells or it was going to be Elvira. So I tell you what, I think we're stuck with that one right at this point. So, Papa Mau Mau. But I tell you what, they recorded this song today. Goes along with the theme that she was singing about. It goes like this.
Oh, I still have to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can't hear her happy Christmas carols ringing in my ear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She always sang a happy song. Christmas was a happy time of year.
I still remember going through the front door Christmas Day to see a proud and peaceful smile on her tired, wrinkled face. I see the kids' struggles,
queen on Christmas, crown of silver in her hair.
Ooh, and now she's gone, and we'll spend our Christmases at home. And all my aunts and uncles have got grandkids of their own. Lord, let our homes be filled with love and joy. And let her have a Merry Christmas, celebrating there with you.
Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear the angels singing, I hear Grandma loud and clear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She's a singing a happy song, Grandma's home for Christmas this year. Oh, she's a singing a happy song,
kids in Isaiah tonight as you enjoy them. Oh, my goodness. That's the fifth generation of the Lester family. For those of you that might be seeing us for the first time here this evening, and our ministry's been ongoing for, well, since 1925. My grandparents, my parents, I represent the third generation. Jonathan is the fourth generation. And I see this fifth generation come along. It gives me hope to know that there's something going to still go on, folks. Amen. Thank you for letting us share with you, because they're a vital part of our ministry. And don't get me wrong, they look like little dolls. They're little rascals, just like y'all's. But they're fun little rascals. Amen. Jonathan, what have you? Thank you, folks.
Oh, man. And we had a wonderful time in the studio today. They got to record their very first two songs. It wore the girls out. They took a nap, and so they're ready and raring to go this evening. And as Ed said, I was sharing, I can't remember who with earlier this week, but I said most of the time, you know, we blow into town and we blow out. You know, we get there 2 hours before it starts, we set up, we sing, we shake hands, we leave. But it's so nice just to kind of just to sit down, sit back, relax, get to know some of you guys, and really just enjoy the fellowship. And let me say that. You guys are blessed with a wonderful facility over there. And we appreciate you allowing us to use that. We've been doing our homeschooling in there. In the evenings, we've been having our kids have races. It gets them ready for bed like you wouldn't believe. And it's just, it's been a wonderful time that we kind of needed, and we appreciate that. Noah, as you've been speaking this week, I've been trying to think of, we don't do set lists. We don't do set programs. We just get up here, sing, and we just let the Spirit lead, and wherever it goes. And I've been trying to think of some songs that kind of go along with some things you've been talking about. And essentially, you've been talking about the power of one. You know, whether it's inviting one person or just one person winning one person to Jesus Christ, and then, you know, the chain reaction. And, you know, you talked about so many of those what we'll call stained glass saints in the Bible. And sometimes we look at them and think, you know what? Man, God just, he can't use me like he used them. They were just so good. But yet, they weren't. Amen? And that's why when I heard the song for the very first time, I fell in love with it. I said, we had to sing it. It's probably been 2 or 3 years since we've done it, so I'm totally throwing you guys for a loop here. But I just think it really goes along with what you're trying to, the message you're trying to get across. It's just simply called People Like Me.
Peter had a temper, and Thomas had his doubts. Jacob was a liar, and Jonah headed south. Martha had her worries, and Sarah was too old.
You mentioned this.
David wasn't faithful, and Moses wasn't bold. I used to see them as stained glass saints. They seemed almost divine. Now I see them as flesh and blood, with a heart a lot like mine. People like me, in the hands of a gracious God. And though he sees where I've been and what I'm not, oh, what a wonder, what a beautiful mystery that he chooses and uses people like me. None of us are perfect. We are broken, we are weak. Oh, but I see a cloud of witnesses. We're in good company. Through all of our failures and all of our faults, all our fears, the Father still has a plan for everybody here. People like me, a gracious God. And though he sees where I've been and what I'm not, oh, what a wonder, what a beautiful mystery that he chooses and uses people like me to be his hands and feet. Oh, I believe it's true. He changes the world with people like you and people like me.
Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, there's a song that I know everything is not a bed of roses for me. I've been singing this song for many years, and I've always loved this message. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. All around me, everything had died. I searched for the answers, but no answer came. Though many the tears I know I've cried, and my faith had diminished. Satan said, "You are finished in this land where nothing." Jesus.
so good to me. He's my sweet angel rose. He's the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings.
But to me, he's my sweet angel rose.
Oh, to me, he's my sweet angel rose. Amen. Amen. He is, folks. He is all things to each and every one of us.
Genesis, he's the breath of life, and Exodus, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. Numbers, the fire by night. Deuteronomy, he's Moses' voice. In Joshua, he is salvation's choice.
Judges, lawgiver, in Ruth the kinsman redeemer, First and Second Samuel,
our trusted prophet, in Kings and Chronicles, he's sovereign, Ezra the true and faithful scribe,
Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of broken walls and lives, in Esther, he is Mordecai's courage. In Job, the timeless redeemer. In Psalms, he is our glowing song. In Proverbs, a wisdom's cry. Ecclesiastes, the time and season. In the Song of Solomon, he is the lover's ring.
Of peace, Jeremiah the weeping prophet,
and Lamentations, the cry for Israel.
Ezekiel, he's the call from sin, and Daniel, the stranger in the fire.
In Hosea, he's forever faithful.
In Joel, he is the Spirit's power. The arms that carry us.
In Obadiah, he's the Lord our Savior.
In Jonah, he's a great missionary. In Micah, the promise of peace.
And then, he is our strength and our shield. In Habakkuk and Zephaniah, he's pleading for revival. In Haggai, he restores the lost heritage.
In Zechariah, a fountain. In Malachi,
he is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his ways. John is God and Messiah. In the book of Acts, he is the fire from heaven.
In Romans, he is the grace of God.
In the Corinthians, the power of love.
In Galatians, he is freedom from the curse of sin.
Ephesians, our glorious treasure. Philippians, the servant. apart. In Colossians, he's the Godhead Trinity. Thessalonians is our coming King, and Timothy, Titus by name, he's our mediator and our faithful pastor. In Hebrews, the everlasting covenant, Saint James, the one who heals the sick, first and second Peter, he is our shepherd. In John, every Jew, he's the lover coming for his bride. In the Revelation, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Son of Man, the Lamb of God, the Great I Am. He's Alpha and Omega, our God and our Savior. He's Jesus Christ, the Lord. And when time is no it's the word of God, Kurt. Somebody say the name Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is?
Jesus.
And he lives on and on and on. Would you be seated at this time? Father, we thank you for this evening. It's so beautiful. We are so blessed. Thank you for the privilege to gather here under this tabernacle and feel your mighty presence. God, we ask that you just continue to use Brother Larry this evening as he speaks your word to our hearts. God, thank you. Thank you. Minister to each and every need tonight. And we're already praising you for what's going to happen in Jesus' name. And the church said amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
His name is in his presence. Is this on? I got no mic. Anybody got a mic?
What?
Stay with me. In his presence,
there is fullness of joy.
Psalm 16, verse 11.
In his presence,
there is fullness of joy. Do you get the idea the Bible talks a lot about joy? Do you understand tonight, even the Lord said this evening tonight, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, asking you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. There's a joy that only comes from God, not a happiness. He didn't promise happiness. He did promise joy, though, the joy of salvation. Joy means literally is what you feel when you experience the grace of God. Would you say that with me? Joy is what you experience when you feel. I'll turn that completely around. Joy is what you feel when you experience the grace of God. That work, Brian? The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Let me read a couple of promises to you, just briefly. A joyful heart, Proverbs 15:13, makes a cheerful face. But when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. Proverbs 12. Anxiety is in a man's heart, weighs down, but a good word makes it glad. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the springs of life. A tranquil heart is life to the body, but perversion is rottenness to the bones. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord always weighs the hearts. Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes delight in my ways. What an awesome God tonight. Giving us so many precious and wonderful promises this evening tonight. And you can be sure tonight that in his presence, the Holy Spirit can do everything that's needed in your heart and mind. It needs to be a crucified heart. It needs to be a confessional heart. It needs to be a contrite heart. The Bible describes many different kinds of hearts in the Bible. You remember the one we talked about last night? Be ye therefore kind-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you. That's the kind of heart that God is instilling in you and me when we let Jesus Christ sit on the throne of your heart. Let the Jesus in you love the Jesus in other people. Let the Jesus in you love everybody around you. The Bible says, don't return evil for evil, but return what? Evil with good. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, and forget not all of his benefits. My, what great benefits the Lord offers to you and me tonight. Aren't you glad tonight for the heart of a living God tonight that wants to live in you and me and touch our hearts and turn us and change us and transform us in the very person of the Holy Spirit? Isn't wonderful what they sang tonight from Genesis to Revelation? God said in the very beginning, he spoke the world into existence. His Holy Spirit moved over the face of the deep. That same Holy Spirit that moved on the prophets of old and gave us God's word. That same Holy Spirit that breathed on Mary and birthed the Lord Jesus in the womb of Mary. It was the Holy Spirit that raised Lazarus from the dead. It was the Holy Spirit that gave sight to the blind and gave language to those who were deaf and dumb. God's Holy Spirit tonight is as all-powerful today as it was in the very beginning. Even as it was in that valley of dry bones, Ezekiel describes. You remember that valley? All those dry bones, it was just emptiness. Israel was perceived as just being blank, without expression, without joy. There was no light. There was no power. There was no giving out of themselves. And Ezekiel said, Lord, what must we do? He said, speak the word, and I will breathe my spirit upon these bones. Sort of reminds you of Jesus in John 6:63. When Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that Jesus speaks, they gives you life and meaning, his purpose, his will tonight. There is no room for discouragement tonight. Faith is deaf to doubt, dumb to discouragement, and blind to impossibilities. Faith is always on the throne tonight. When you allow your faith to be removed, loose tonight, God, through his Holy Spirit, can do the miracles that he wants to do. As Greg said tonight, there are miracle working things that God wants to do in our life by faith when you and I release our faith in him and turn our hearts to the living God. Jesus said, though, you got to remember now, you remember the parable of the sower when he said he went to sow seed and some fell on the hard topsoil. And the enemy came through and snatched it up and took it away. Kind of reminds you of the hard-heartedness that are in the hearts of many people tonight because they've heard the word, but they've never responded. They hear and they keep on hearing, but they never respond. It was almost like God did to Pharaoh when the Bible says he hardened his heart. It wasn't God that hardened his heart. It was Pharaoh. He kept seeing miracle after miracle, day after day. God kept performing one sign after another. He said, Pharaoh, I've done this to demonstrate my power in you, that my name may be known throughout all the world. And Pharaoh kept doing what? He kept saying, no. No, no. He kept rejecting God's word. And the same thing will happen to you and me. If you hear God's word and don't respond to it, it either softens your heart and it will harden your heart. It's sort of like holding a piece of clay under the sun or a piece of ice under the sun. What happens when you hold the clay under the sun? It gets hardened. The ice does what? The ice melts. God wants to give you a tender heart. Husbands, love your wives as the what? He said, love your wives as a as God loves the church. He said that. But he also said, treat your wife as the what? The weaker vessel. Uh-oh, now I've gotten into trouble. Uh-oh, what does he mean by that? What does God mean by the weaker vessel? Well, it's very easy to understand. You see, if you treat your wife like Rubbermaid and just a plastic bowl, you can throw it on the ground, it won't break. But if you treat her like fine china and treat her as the weaker vessel, you are treating her with care and concern and compassion. You treat her as the weaker vessel, but you're treating her with care and compassion. I'm so grateful tonight for a precious wife.
Amen.
53 years we're celebrating this year.
Praise
by the grace of God. And I'm so thankful for the tender heart that God gave my wife. He knew I needed it. Jenny, I love you. And I thank the Lord for your life tonight. And I want you to know tonight, God loves you. Husband, this is a good time to turn to your wife and say, honey, I love you. Would you do that right now? That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say it to each other. Don't look at me. You better be looking at her. Isn't love an amazing power, isn't it? Love constrains us. Love gives us all that we need. Say this with me tonight, Psalm 37. There's this passage that always comes to mind, every revival. Anytime you ever get in trouble, I want to point you to Psalm 37. This is message number one. We'll get to two in a minute. But Psalm 37 is this. Trust in the Lord and cultivate a life of faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you what? The desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. Commit thy way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it. Oh my, isn't that a great promise? Yes. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way unto him, and he will do it. In Spanish, we say, El lo hará. Encomienda tu camino a Jehová, y él lo hará. Oh, we sing that in Spanish all the time. El lo hará. He will do it.
Amen.
God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. If you'll commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, don't lean into your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. How many need direction tonight? I want direction. I want God to guide my path tonight. How many lack wisdom tonight? Anybody want wisdom? I want wisdom. The Bible says very plainly, James chapter 1, any man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, but let him ask in faith, not doubting. For he that doubts is like the waves of the sea, tossed of the wind to and fro. Don't let that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Get rid of your doubts right now. Lay it on the floor. Get rid of all your doubts. Don't doubt him for a moment. If you'll put your trust in Jesus Christ right now, he'll come and do the miracle of rebirth in your heart this very minute, right where you're seated. He'll cause you to be born again of the Spirit. All you've got to do is ask him by faith, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and Jesus will do the miracle. I know that. You know that as well tonight. We all need that born again experience. Now remember tonight, there's seven promises in the New Testament about the Holy Spirit. Seven of them, real quickly. Real quickly tonight. God says, I want you to be born again of the Spirit. I want you to be filled with the Spirit, live in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, and worship God in the Spirit. We don't have time to go through them all. I want you to just know tonight, the Holy Spirit is here to do just that in your heart and mind tonight. Don't think of yourself less, but think of yourself as being yielded to a holy God tonight who wants to demonstrate his power and grace through you tonight. Aren't you glad tonight that God answers the prayer of faith? Always he answers the prayer of faith. Prayer of faith is always expecting God to do something. Do you believe he's doing something new in your life?
Yes.
I hope you have the last few nights. I'm telling you, just to hear the singing and the worship that we've enjoyed together the last few nights has just lit a fire in my heart, Brother Brian. Thank y'all for igniting that flame. I'd love to hear that song every night, Genesis to Revelation, every night before we ever start preaching. I just put it on the thing. Then it just light a fire in you to see what God in his grace and mercy can do. Now, I want you to know tonight, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about a somebody who can change anybody. Amen. Jesus is the one tonight. We're like John said tonight, we're just broken vessels. Every one of us here tonight, aren't we, brother? Every one of us are just broken vessels. And all God wants to do is just come before him and humble our hearts before him. And God says, I'll take you up and I'll use you for your glory. But now Jesus said when he sowed the seed, some of it fell on hard soil. And some of it fell into the rocky soil. It took root for a little while, but then it accepted it for a while, the seed did. But then they got offended, they got hurt, they got wounded, and then they turned away from God. How many people in this nation tonight have turned from God because they've been wounded or hurt by somebody else? The legions, the names are legions, they're multitudes. In fact, some surveys indicate there are 20 million Christians who used to go to church that don't go to church anymore. Why? Because either they were offended or hurt or wounded. Now, you could be here tonight. You may be nursing a wound in your heart or something that happened to you. And I want you to know we all have compassion one for another. Amen. Hurts are never easy. We don't just discard and say, just disregard that. But you want to understand tonight, don't nurse your hurts. Don't rehearse your hurts. And don't let your hurts be a curse. Don't let them get rooted in your heart. I want to say that to you every single night tonight. Don't let the devil rob you of your joy. For no, I don't give anybody any, no. You don't have any right. You can't rob me of my joy tonight. He is on the throne. He reigns and rules tonight by faith. And the Holy Spirit says, I've come to bless you and to honor you and to let you know tonight that by faith, Jesus Christ is the one who will change the world. He'll save you. He'll sanctify your heart. He'll heal your body as well. Let me tell you tonight, we're here tonight and we're going to have a healing service here at the end of this service tonight. We're going to invite you to come for that prayer of faith tonight. Not because we're just trying to do something sensational here. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Where we're all gathered together as the body of Christ. The Bible says if you have anything sickness in your heart or in your body, you call for the elders of the church and let them come forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prayer of faith will do what? The prayer of faith will save the sick. Now, would you say this with me out loud tonight? Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and you shall have it. Mark 11:24. Jesus says, I've given you a promise. I've given you the promise tonight. I promise you tonight, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It was 1971 in the Panama Canal Zone. I can remember it just November, 51 years ago. And the Lord just touched me of a flu bug that was going through. I was a young Christian. And I remember at that little radio, that little train station that night, I called my wife. I said, I got a fever. I'm aching. But I've been reading that book. Thank God in all circumstances. Keep praising the Lord. And I don't know what happened. I can't explain to you that night. But as I kept praising the Lord and kept trying to worship him and the best I could, the Spirit just came. And all of a sudden, it just emptied out. All the fever, the achiness, everything disappeared. I battled through cancer. God brought me through it. I had 99% blockage in the main artery 10 years ago this month. 99% blockage. I'm here by the grace of God. I know that. I know that. I know my days are numbered just like yours. And your name can be called any day, any moment tonight. But let me tell you tonight, God the Holy Spirit is on the throne. And don't you believe the lie tonight that God can't heal you and touch your body, mind, and heart. He's a God who wants us to be whole and healed in him. And through the Holy Spirit, he'll do just that in your life tonight. We don't want to disclaim the importance of salvation because that's the most important reason we're here tonight is to understand that by faith in Jesus Christ alone, you can be saved and sanctified and set apart and your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I can't think of anything more greater in all the world tonight than the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus said there's some seeds that will fall on the thorny soil and that get choked up for all busyness, the cares and the riches of this life, chokes the word and they're not fruitful. And then he said there's seed that he falls on the good soil and bears forth fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. Isn't it wonderful tonight to know that God can plant the seed of his word in your heart and mind and he can bear forth fruit for his glory and honor tonight? Aren't you glad that Jesus is coming again? Aren't you glad he's coming like a King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Boy, it's amazing to me when Jesus came the first time like a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and hidden in an obscure village. Nobody knew he was here. But brothers and sisters, when he comes the second time, it's going to be different. That trumpet's going to blow. The Eastern sky's going to open up. The trumpet's going to sound. And the King of Glory is going to come with all the grace and glory and pomp of everything that can imagine. Every eye will see him and every eye will recognize him. The first time Jesus came here on earth, he got down on his knees and he washed the disciples' feet. He symbolized for you and me, teaching us that's the kind of servant attitude he wants to instill in his church. The heart with a towel and a basin to go into the world and to serve a needy world. You know something tonight? Jesus sent you to the diseased, the dying, the destitute, and the desperados. That's who he's sending us to tonight. Thank you, brother. Reach out to the least, the lost, and the lonely. I found and discovered we don't have time tonight. We will Sunday morning on Isaiah 58. This amazed me how God has opened my eyes and said, you know something, son? God has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith? Did you know that tonight? James chapter 2, verse 6, God says, I've chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith. And I want you to know tonight, you could be rich in faith tonight as well. God's putting in your heart the seed of his word to build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Aren't you glad tonight? Jesus is coming again. He's coming with grace and glory and power. He got down on his knees to wash our feet. But the Bible says the day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Isn't it wonderful? First time he came riding in Jerusalem on an old donkey. Symbolizing his servant-like attitude again, coming to bring peace here on earth. But when he comes a second time, he'll not be riding a donkey. Revelation chapter 19 says he'll be riding a great white horse. There'll be written on the side of his girdle, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He'll have the sword of the Spirit in his hand. He's coming to judge and to judge the nations with his mighty glory. Did you know Jesus is coming? He's coming to judge this earth. Let me tell you something. All the injustices one day will be righted. Jesus will make sure of that. He'll make sure everything's right. Don't you worry. It's not, your vengeance is not yours. Vengeance belongs to God. That belongs to him. He'll weigh the scales in due time. He knows what he's doing. And maybe you don't get all your answers down here. I haven't got all of mine. I'm sure you won't either. You're not going to understand the reasons why. How many times all of us have said, oh God, why is this happening to me? Why me? Why not you? Why not you? Who are we? Any one of us can suffer. Any one of us can go through difficulties and trials, but the Lord Jesus said, you just be patient, wait. I'm coming back, and I'll right everything in due time when my return comes. He came riding on a great white horse. And the first time he came, he was crucified and humiliated and shamed on an old rugged cross. But when he comes a second time, he'll be sitting on his straight white throne, and all of his enemies will be put down as his footstool. You and I, those who call Christ and Lord tonight, will be ruling and reigning with Jesus forever and ever. I don't know about you. I'm glad to be on the winning side. Don't you tonight? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for that. He reigns. He rules. Many years ago in a little Methodist church, a janitor was asked by the pastor, what did Revelation mean to him? He said, I don't know. All I know is that Jesus is going to win and I'm going to be with him. That is the best definition of Revelation I've ever heard. Jesus is going to win. I'm going to be with him. That's all that really matters. You figure out all the other you want to and study all the. Jesus is going to win the battle. And he's winning the battle for you tonight. Don't wait. It's not just about getting a little bit of salvation and say, well, I'm just going to be content with where I am. That's not what revival is all about. God wants to stamp his holiness in your heart. He wants to put within your heart the heart of God so that you reflect his image to the world around you. And that's what the Israelites were called to do. They were called to bear light to the nations around them, and they failed so many times. Their faith grew weak, and they doubted, and they wondered why. God's promises the land of milk and honey. But those people over there, they're like giants, and we're just like grasshoppers. There's too much of this mentality in the church today that somehow we're just weak and undone, and the world's just overrunning everybody. But I want you to know tonight, victory is ours in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, and nothing is going to change that tonight in the heavens. Tonight, you can be sure that Jesus reigns on the throne, and he's reigning in your heart tonight. He's calling us to live a life of victory. As we sang last night, there's victory in Jesus.
There's victory in his name. There's victory in his power. And there's power in his blood. There's power in the cross of Calvary. Jesus, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, folks, let me tell you, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But it's the power of God unto salvation. The cross is where the power of God really lies, isn't it? Jesus hung on that cross, and the Bible said, he said, it is finished. He completed the work, everything he wanted to do. But what did he say just before he died? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Isn't it amazing tonight? What will you stand before God and say to him? What would you do tonight if you stood before God and he would say, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? What would you say? Oh, I was baptized as a kid. I went to church as a child. No. No. None of that's going to work. Suppose you stand before God and you say, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? I've been bought through the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed through the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my advocate. He'll stand in my stead. And he'll give you the joy of eternal life for all of eternity. Is there any gift greater tonight that God could offer to any of us tonight than the gift of eternal life? God is offering that to every person here this evening. There's not a person within the shadow of this tabernacle tonight that could ever say, I never knew the plan of salvation. I've met so many people through the years who said to me, Larry, I haven't committed any really major sins. As though somehow their goodness is going to get them into heaven. There are professors in the universities and the seminaries of America that are still teaching today. Universalism is the idea that everybody's going to go to heaven. It doesn't matter. God's too kind. He's too good. He's too loving. He would never punish sin. No, no, no. Don't be deceived by the lie of the enemy. Don't be deceived by the lie of this world that wants to tell us or teach us that somehow you can get into heaven without Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me. He's the only way tonight. And I'm so grateful he's made that way possible for every person to hear that good news and to hear that opportunity to say, Jesus, I just want you to come into my life and live your life through me. There's no greater joy than salvation. There's no greater joy than to have your heart set apart, sanctified for him, for his glory. Let me tell you something tonight. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. That's an Amy Carmichael. That's not a Larry Cochran. I want to tell you something tonight. I've learned to understand that tonight. The greatest joy God gives you in the Holy Spirit is to spur the whole spirit of revival all across the world, everywhere around you. Jesus said, I'm not coming back. He said, I'm not coming back in Mark 13. He said, I'm not coming back until the gospel has first been preached to all the nations and people groups. That's what he's saying. That's the reason we have such a magnanimous commission that Jesus has given us. Isn't it amazing in the book of Acts that every time they prayed, something happened? When you read the book of Acts, it should stimulate your prayer life as mine tonight. Jesus said, my house should be called the what?
Prayer.
No, no, no. He didn't say my house should be called the house of prayer. No, no. Oh, okay. Somebody come through. That's the punchline. Mark 1:17. My house should be called the house of prayer for all the nations. Oh, my. Didn't that expand your prayer life? How many of you want a passport tonight? I'll give you a passport. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. It's called the passport of prayer. Jesus said the fields are ripe unto harvest. But the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, that God would send laborers into the harvest. When's the last time the church prayed for laborers in China or Russia or Ukraine? Oh, my. Just got the message today from Ukraine. Oh, my goodness. Dear God in heaven, all this pray. Pray for the Ukrainians. Pray for these precious Christian brothers and sisters who are laboring in the midst of incredible adversity and shed blood and innocent lives that have been taken. But in the middle of it all, there's a revival going on in Ukraine. I wish you could hear the reports of how many people have come to the Lord just in the Ukraine alone. Another report from the Amazon came this afternoon over in Iquitos, Brother Joel called Pastor Larry. Gracias, Pastor, para las vidas. Thank you so much for the Bible. We've had 35 people baptized this week. There's already been a revival in Iquitos this week while we've been here. It's amazing tonight. in China, Transworld Radio, Far Eastern Broadcasting Network, says, brother, we need 8,000 new Bibles every day. There's so many people that are responding to the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight. He's on the throne. He reigns. America, let's wake up. Let's believe God tonight. He's still the same God there. He's still the same God here as he is there in China, Russia, Ukraine, and every other part of the earth. God is planting churches all over the world this week. 3,500 new churches every week giving birth around the world. God is planting his love and word all over. You'll never hear it on the 6:30 news. You'll never hear it on Walter Cronkite or anybody else for all of eternity. Oh, is he gone now, Walter Cronkite? I could always trust Walter Cronkite. I don't trust his rascals. You're not going to hear it on the news. You're not going to hear it on the television. You're going to hear everything but good news. That's the reason I'm saying to you tonight, Christians, turn the TV off. Open your Bible. Read the good news. Fill your heart. Remember what I said the other night? Don't forget it. You either fill your heart with the Word of God or Satan will fill your heart with doubt, fear, and worry. And worry is a polite word for unbelief. Worry is believing that the devil can do something that God cannot stop. And many of you, and some of us here tonight, have been so preoccupied with worry and anxiety about things in our life that you can't control. But God, the Holy Spirit, wants to release you tonight. He wants to take away your fear, your worry, and your doubts tonight. He takes away all of that in one moment in faith in Jesus Christ. And I know, with all that my wife and I have seen the last 3 years together, trial by fire. I'll say it is a trial by fire. But God has let his joy reign. And now his peace reigns above everything else. And he reigns tonight with your heart and mind tonight. Don't be anxious about anything, Paul said. But in everything, through prayer and supplication, let all your requests be made known to God. Let me tell you tonight, this just goes on without saying. Jesus Christ, who do you think is the most spirit-filled person who ever walked on earth? Who was it? Jesus Christ. He's the most spirit-filled person who ever walked. If you want to see what a spirit-filled life looks like, all you got to do is look at Jesus. You know what really describes Jesus more than anything? Listen to this real quickly. Philippians chapter 2. Jesus, who even though he was equal with God, laid aside all of his privileges, laid aside all of his rights, took upon himself the form of a servant, made in the likeness of man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient even to the obedience of death itself. Is that the spirit-filled life? Yes, it is. That's what Jesus has called you to, a life of dying to self, a life of dying to this old carnal nature. Jesus was the most spirit-filled person to ever walk. He said when he went into the wilderness, the Spirit led him there. He said in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's called me to do what? To preach the good news of the gospel. Yeah. To set at liberty the captives and to set the prisoners free and declare the year of Jubilee. Jesus knew what it was like to be filled with the Spirit. But he also knew how to do what? He also had the power to lay his life down. And that's the question I want to ask you tonight in this service tonight. Do you have the power of the Holy Spirit to lay your life down for others? Greater love hath no man than a man laid in his life for his friends. And Jesus laid aside every right, every privilege, humbled himself. Oh, my goodness, there's that word, humbled again. How did Jesus describe himself in Matthew chapter 11? He said, I'm humble and lowly of heart. That's power. That's power that the world doesn't see. Jesus said, if somebody slaps you upside the cheek, you do what? Turn your cheek. They make you go 1 mile, you do what? You go too. If they sue you at the law, you do what? You do what? Then he said something strange. He said, bless them that curse you. Do good to them who hate you. And pray for them who despitefully use you. You know something? That's where the power is at tonight. If you really want to know where the power is at, that's where it's at tonight. It's in the crucified life. There's no resurrection power until there's been a crucifixion. And the life has to be laid down. And the life has to be laid on the altar. And God has to crucify the flesh and the disposition of sin in the inner heart so that he can release his grace and power. And the world will see a love like they've never seen before. The Bible says in the early church, my, how they turned the world upside down. Their love was so supreme that everybody around them was amazed at how the love of God was being expressed. And they kept eating their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. And they were selling their property and giving everyone. There was sacrificial living. People were giving. And the Lord was adding to the church daily those who were being saved. Amazing. They didn't have no great evangelists or preachers or teachers or anybody come. It was not about holding special meetings. It was living the crucified life in front of the world around them. The world didn't know what to do with them. Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, my spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The power came. Acts chapter 2, we see it again. The spirit comes down at Pentecost, and all of a sudden, the gospel is being proclaimed in all these languages. They see the presence of God, and they ask the question, what must we do to be saved? And Peter said in Acts 2:38, repent. Be baptized, each of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's still on the table tonight. Acts chapter 3, they come against the lame man at the gate, beautiful, and they looked at him and they said, man, he'd been laying here all these weeks and months. We never did anything, but now tonight we just want to say to you, silver and gold have we done, but what we have in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Took him by the hand and he leaped and was praising God, and the power of God fell on the church again. When we go to Acts 4, we know what happened there. They prayed and the place was shaking. Wouldn't that be interesting tonight? Have an old-fashioned prayer meeting, the place started shaking. Y'all would be running for cover in a heartbeat, I know. But wouldn't it be something to be in an old-fashioned prayer meeting where they prayed so much that the building began to shake? And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God. Once again, what did he touch? We've said it every night. Every time he touches something, the Holy Spirit touches your what? Your lips. Yeah. Everything that starts coming out of your heart and mind now, the Holy Spirit is doing this thing. Now, there's anointing here that only God can bring. It's his Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one. He's the example. He's laid his life down for us. He humbled himself and became obedient to death. And now he's inviting his followers, follow me. Oh, Brother Larry, I'm a disciple, are you? Luke 14:27 says, unless you take up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Oh, Brother Larry, I follow Jesus. Okay. Jesus said, if you love me, you can't love your father, mother, wife, or children more than me. Luke 14:26, he said. Luke 14:33, oh my goodness, dear Lord, what does this mean to be a disciple? Unless you forsake all your possessions and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Luke 13:35. Jesus, what does it mean? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Isn't it amazing tonight? God's not giving a cheap salvation just to offer and say, oh, it doesn't really matter what you do. Just be nice. We think of the meek and mild and lowly Jesus. Let me tell you something. He was a man of man's and a man of sorrows. He stood his ground. He stood for what was righteous and holy. He tore out the money changers in the temple. He had his way of saying, I didn't come just to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. I come to bring the reality tonight that I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm calling my disciples to follow in my pathway. This is not an easy message to preach to you. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you. I got to look in the mirror every day like you. I've got to say, Lord, is it all belong to you? Everything here tonight, it all belongs to you. And I lay my heart down before you tonight, Father. Jesus is just asking you for the offering tonight. The offering's not of money. It's always the same. He said, I just want your heart. What did he say in Proverbs chapter 23? Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes delight in them ways. What a great God tonight. What a great King to serve tonight. And what a great gift that God is offering to all who will follow him tonight, the gift of his presence tonight. Jesus didn't really come to give you joy. He came to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. He didn't come to give you peace. He came to give you peace that passes all understanding. He didn't come to give you life. He said, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. Isn't it amazing tonight how the abundant life Christ is offering to all who will follow him and stand before his throne? What a great King of kings and Lord of lords. These early disciples, they didn't know. They knew that following him was going to be costly. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. They left their nets. They followed him. They all ended up persecuted. Most of them were killed for their faith. 10,000 Christians have lost their lives this year, estimated by some of our mission organizations around the world have lost their life. People say, oh, Brother Larry, we're not going to be in the tribulation. Guess what? You're already in the tribulation. You can't tell me ain't no tribulation going on. Ask the Ukrainian Christians, are they going through tribulation? Ask these people in the Sahara, Somalia right now. Already in the Horn of Africa. I said this already. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go so long. I've got to tell you this right quick. In the Horn of Africa, 22 million people facing starvation right now. You want to talk to them about a future persecution is coming, or a future tribulation? Come on. Tribulation's here right now. Jesus said, be of good cheer. You've been in tribulation. I've overcome. I've overcome all tribulations. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. God will provide for his people every need in the hour of need that we have. And he said, one day they'll hate you just like they hated me. They'll hail you up the courts and I'll give you the words to speak into their hearts. And he will. He has. He does today all over the world. Amazing. What God is doing on the face of the earth. And quickly, all across the world, millions are coming to Christ. Even now, there's an amazing revival going on in many different places of the earth. We never hear about those in the Christian church in America. But our eyes have grown dim, and God says, I don't want to let your heart get hardened. Keep your heart tender. Keep your heart soft for me. Keep your heart compassionate, and let the Holy Spirit revive your heart tonight. And don't let the enemy robbed you of anything. I just wouldn't want to say to you, I love you. I could go for another 2 hours if you'll let me. And I want you to know tonight, here's the issue tonight. We want to pray for the anointing of God's Holy Spirit over every heart. We probably want to pray for anyone who wants to pray for healing, for a need in your life tonight, for the prayer of salvation for your family. I believe with all my heart tonight, like the Philippian jailer, when the Bible said he cried out and he said, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your family. There was a promise that God gave the Philippian jailer, and I believe he's given that to you and me tonight. That God through his Holy Spirit is bathing us in his Holy Spirit to lift us up to believe in prayer, a prayer of expectancy in believing tonight that nothing is impossible with God tonight. How many of you really believe that tonight? That God's got the best yet to come. There's more that he's going to do for you and me. But all he's asking us to do is cry out to him. That's what I love in Peru. I said to Larry this afternoon in Quechua Indians when we went there a few years ago, bless those people. Dear God. We took a ride to get up there and they had people bringing their goats and chickens and all the stuff together, about 900 of them gathered together. We took a 9-hour taxi ride. Everybody rolled out of the taxi and threw up on the ground. Everybody was sick of the dog. And the pastor looked at us and said, Pastor, we're so glad to have y'all here tonight. We're just beginning an all-night prayer meeting. Whoa. What did you just say? We just came tonight. We're so glad y'all are here. We're having an all-night prayer meeting. I thought to myself, Lord, I thought we came in here to help these poor people. And they started. Next morning, I said, I can't do it. 5:30 the next morning, they got a devotion time, breakfast, Bible teaching, break, Bible teaching, lunch, break, Bible teaching, supper, Bible teaching. Two-hour services a day. Every day for 4 weeks, every meal cooked over an open fire. They were feeding hundreds of people who were so hungry for God that they left everything and just came. You didn't have to give an altar invitation. No. They just came to seek God. I had to get out of the way. I was sitting up here one afternoon with Brother Bob Willis, and I said, Bob, I brought you here 2,000 miles to let you preach the gospel, and you're not going to get to preach today. Neither you and I. They got up and started telling the stories of all the people who had lost their lives and did not forsake their faith. And the Senderos killed a lot of their family. 400 people were murdered in this region. As Brother Andrews was sharing the testimony, they started singing the song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I looked at Bob and I said, it's over. A wave of grief and great wailing just swept across the auditorium. They started wailing, crying. Oh, oh, oh. All across that auditorium. The spirit fell. Bob went to his face. I went to my face. Everybody came to the altar. Hundreds of people crying out to God. Oh, God. Please, God. Touch our lives, Lord. Touch us, Lord. There's something about the Shekinah glory you can't describe. But when the glory of God fell on that place that day, there was not a single heart that wasn't yielded to the Holy God. And God bathed us in his love. In the midst of the Holy Spirit just came in waves. And we sat there for almost an hour and a half, I guess. I can't remember. I'm trying to describe the indescribable. I can't describe it. I'm just saying this to you tonight because I deal deep in my spirit. God wants to do more than just give us a little touch of something, go home and go back to the TV set. No, no, no. God's got something so much more that he wants to do in your heart. And if we'll yield our hearts to him and humble our hearts as Jesus did, that's when the power will flow through the congregation. If we'll humble ourselves before him and come with all of our brokenness and come with everything we have, he'll come. He'll come. And tonight, there's no need to, Brother Brian, if you don't mind, just for a moment, rather than just singing, I just want to ask you tonight if you just slip out and just say to God tonight, God, I want you to save my family. I want you to save me. I want you to save my children, Lord. I'm so desperately needy. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what to do, Lord, but my eyes are fixed on you. And tonight we just want to have an old-fashioned prayer meeting again just for a few moments. I know we got some people here that will pray with us. We have tracts up here to offer anyone to give to your family or you read yourself. Peace with Steps with God by Billy Graham. It's a wonderful little tract. But more than anything, more than that tonight, it's just to yield our hearts to the Lord and to worship him for a few moments. And I will ask Brian and I will ask Jonathan and Bailey. And in a few moments, we're just going to sing some real soothing music tonight. I just want to invite you to slip out. Would you stand with me tonight, right now, where you are? I know this is an old-fashioned tent meeting, camp meeting kind of setting, and I know you can stand right where you are, but there's something about coming to the altar, like I've seen in Latin America and all over the world. There's something about humbling ourselves before him. You gather together like we did last evening. There's something special in that presence of the Lord that you can't manufacture. You can't make that happen. No preacher can preach it down. It's just the Spirit of the living God fall afresh on me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom. There's freedom to be turned loose to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to turn over my worries and my anxieties tonight. I want to lay it on this altar tonight. Would you come right now? Just come. And let's just pray this place in prayer tonight. One more time. Old-fashioned prayer meeting. Come on, Christians. Come on, babe. Come on, folks, tonight, just wherever you are. Don't stop. Don't stop seeking God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. I know not everybody can kneel. Not everybody can come to their knees. But I want you to know tonight, you come and stand with us tonight, even if you can. If you can, by faith. Come on down here. Diane, I want to pray for you. Pastor Rob and anybody else here tonight and all the pastors that may be here this evening. I know there's 4 Larrys in this place here tonight. But anyway, we've got the anointing oil here. We want to pray for you. Pray for your healing grace over your heart and life. Come on down. Everybody join with us. Come on. Friends, let's just join together tonight. We're praying together by faith in Jesus' name. Let's all join together by faith. Extend your hands out to everybody around you here this evening. Come over here, Jenny. Come over here. Amen. Amen. Eric, some of you guys, some of you folks in around this area here. Y'all come on up and join with me. Let's pray for these folks up here tonight. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's just pray. Let's just seek the Lord for just a few minutes right now. I knew I'd drop it. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Ron, lead us. Come, Holy Spirit.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
Anybody want to be anointed with oil? Just come on up. We'll anoint you with oil right here, right now. Anybody wants to be prayed for specifically for your healing? Come on up here. We'll just touch you right here. Come on. Anybody want to be anointed with oil right here? Come on up. I can't get to you.
All to Thee, Thy blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus,
fill us afresh with your Holy
Surrender.
Our flesh and Lord, your Holy
at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now.
Everybody sing it together.
I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, may He save your holy thine. Let me feel Thy Holy Spirit truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Father, we bow before You in this moment right now, Father. We just pray, I express our prayer of faith in You in this very moment, Lord. Whether we're standing or kneeling, wherever we be in this moment, Lord, You know our hearts tonight are open to You. And we thank You, Lord, tonight as we come, we humble our hearts before You by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that, Lord, Your precious Holy Spirit will come and just move within every recess of our heart tonight, every corner, every place, Lord, that there be any place in our heart that is not surrendered and yielded to You, Lord, tonight. You know those places in our life where we've been hurt or wounded, or we're facing afflictions in our heart or body right now, Father. We just pray in Your presence, Lord, there's fullness of joy. In Your presence, there is fullness of healing grace right now. Father, we pray for Your anointing oil of gladness to spread over the body of Christ, spread over our hearts this evening right now. Father, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit right now tonight. If there's anyone here tonight, you've made your first time profession of faith in Jesus Christ, you feel free to come down tonight. We want to make sure you have everything you need in your heart of life to help you to grow in your faith tonight. Don't leave this tabernacle tonight without making that expression of faith in Jesus Christ to someone else. Just confess your sins. He says, if you confess, He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll do just that tonight. He'll do that for you and me and everyone tonight. If there's Christians here tonight, they're just saying, Lord, I just need a sanctified heart. Just pray that prayer of faith tonight right now. Believe me and trust me. Thank Him right now. Thank You for Your healing grace right now. Thank You, Lord. Brian, one more song. Let's all stand together tonight where we are.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sing again, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Father. I love you. Everybody join hands with the one next to you, would you? Would you just take a moment? Yep, Jenny, up right quick, Eric. Yep, honey. Just wait on the Lord. That's all right. No rush. No hurry at all. Keep going. Keep praying through. Everybody just pray right now. Join hands with the one next to you. Would you mind just for a few moments? Let me labor with you. I know I've kept you long. But just hang on just a moment here tonight. Just join hands. Let's just pray for each other again tonight by faith. Let's join together by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we trust you and thank you for your precious spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hovering over each one of our hearts, minds, and lives together. And Lord, we claim our families for you. Father, we ask you for the salvation of all of our children, our loved ones, our grandchildren. Lord, we lift them to you, to your throne of grace in this revival. Now, Lord, lift our faith up to a new level tonight, Lord, to believe you above all the things the world may say, all the things the enemy might be saying. But Lord, nothing is impossible with you. We praise you for the power of your Holy Spirit to come and to baptize our hearts afresh and anew with a new anointing oil of joy and gladness, Lord. Put that joy and gladness in our hearts because of knowing what you've done in our hearts tonight releases nothing but joy. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. It's not by might, not by power, but it's by your Spirit. And Lord, tonight we claim your Spirit in our life right now. Everybody say with me tonight, thanks be unto God, who causes us always to triumph. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard. Neither is it into the heart of man. All the things that God has in store. For those that love him. And are called according to his purpose. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will do it. In Jesus' name. Pray with me the Father's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Don't leave tonight. If you need tracts for your family or you want to give stuff to someone, take these tracts with you right up here. You're welcome. Tell somebody you love them tonight. God bless you. Bye. Oh, you guys. Y'all sing another. Sing one. Everybody wants to hear y'all sing. Y'all got to sing. Hey. Hey.
Sing her King. Let everyone prepare him room, and heaven nature sing, test heaven nature sing, test the heaven nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns, let neighbor's songs implore. My fields and gardens, my fields and plains, we build the
Thank you.